Jacques, your thoughts on the eight overs that did take place?
Obviously not ideal. I think the umpires ended up doing a good job getting us onto the field. At the end of the day, can't really stop the rain. It's always a lottery in these kind of situations. I think if you look at the scorecard, I think they're just over 10 runs and over. We would have backed ourselves to give ourselves a good opportunity to win this game, but like I said, it's one of the things that was out of our control.
Your bowler's performance, how did you rate it?
It's a bit of a hit and a miss. Like, we were quite clear how we wanted to go about our business. I did mention in there, I thought Salt played really well. Like, he ran at Marchand, who bowls quite quickly, and he actually hit him quite nicely. So I think where credit's due, you've got to give it to them. But I think overall, we've been playing some good cricket. There's a good spirit in our environment at the moment. So it'd be nice to get a full game in on Sunday and continue with our form.
Let's hope so against Essex, a side that... trolley's a bit. Let's hope it's a full game against Essex, a side that you beat in a dramatic finish in Chelmsford last week.
Yeah, it was one of the best T20 games I've been involved with, and also one of the better T20 hundreds I've seen with Colin. Over the last couple of years, we've got some good frame of references against them. They're obviously a very strong team, but like I said, I think overall there's a good spirit in our team, there's good confidence in our ability. I think in terms of the balance of our team, and also David Miller coming to the equation now, I think batting first or batting second, we stand a good chance of putting ourselves in good positions.
Yeah, what sort of qualities will he bring to the Glamorgan batting lineup then?
He's very similar to Colin. Very similar kind of players. Like, if they get themselves and they can get hundreds, it's quite a lot of sixes too. So I think, especially with the likes of Niren, Colin, Cookie and David, it gives us a good opportunity to have some X-factor players on our team. And then you also have the likes of Wagyu in the first game, got 50, played really well. So like I said, we're in good spirit, and I think it's important that we maintain the same form.
Does that mean you're likely to go back up to the opening spot then?
There is a possibility. I think if you do have the quality of David Miller coming into your equation, you don't want to leave him out for too late, and also the likes of Chris Cook. I'll still discuss that with Crofty and make a decision on Sunday.
David Lloyd now out injured for a few weeks on top of the injury to Kieran Carlson. Brings the number of Welshmen in the side down to two, unfortunately. How do you view that situation?
Yeah, it's obviously quite difficult. I feel sad for both of them, but unfortunately, the nature of our squad is we've got a really small squad compared to other counties. But we still got to make it work with what we have, so it's unfortunate for them. And I think we've got good replacement players and people like David Miller coming.
Cheers, Jack. Thanks very much.